Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today is entitled, In God We Trust. We find these words in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. The older I get, the longer I proclaim the Word of God, the more I identify with the story of an elderly pastor who had returned to a congregation he had served years before and for many years. The people who had known him were in eager anticipation to hear the words that this elder statesman would deliver. Slowly he approached the microphone, and in anticipation of his words, people were leaning forward, listening to what he had to say. And he whispered, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." With that, he turned and returned to his seat. It said it all. Jesus loves us. We come to know that, and it's enough. In God we trust. If we trust in anything else, it will pass away, it will fade, it will fail. If we trust in ourselves, we cannot be trusted. If we trust in others, they will fail us as well. God has never failed anyone. God is supreme. God is the one who created all things and is the author of all things. God loved us so much that He sent His own precious dear Son into the world. That He paid the price. Listen, we do not pay the price. We just accept the gift. It's in God we trust, not in ourselves, not in our government, not in our family, not in the ones that are the closest to us, not the ones who we consider the most trustworthy. It's in God that we place our trust. He is our God, and He is faithful. He will never let us down. I'm not sure who you're trusting in today. Governments pass quickly. People pass away. Those that we have learned to rely upon will grow old. They will develop maladies, and ultimately each and every person that has ever lived will be placed in a grave unless the Lord comes and raptures the church. But when we trust in God, it does not matter whether we live or whether we die, whether we suffer or whether we find everything wonderful. God is the one we place our trust in, and we can rely totally upon Him. Who are you trusting today? Upon what are you placing your confidence? I want to be one that is known by a person who trusts in God with all my heart, with all my life. I pray that you will join me in trusting God. Together we can say, in God we trust. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we want to affirm our commitment to trust in you totally, Lord, and in the hours and the days that lie before us, as long as you have given us to live and breathe and have our being, I pray that we might place our trust totally upon you as the author and finisher of our faith. Guide, direct in our life, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.